Morning to you, Carol. You know, that police sergeant apparently felt somewhat conflicted about releasing the photos, but he also felt very strongly the Rolling Stone cover was an insult and hurtful to survivors. So this was his way of helping.
These new photos showing a much different picture of Johar Tsarnaev, captured by police. A bloody face, his hands up, the laser from a sniper rifle trained on his forehead. A vastly different image from the one depicted in the controversial Rolling Stone cover. Massachusetts State Police Sergeant Sean Murphy says he was so angry with Rolling Stone's cover, he released these new photographs to Boston Magazine. The police tactical photographer told the magazine, quote, "What Rolling Stone did was wrong. The guy is evil. This is the real Boston bomber, not someone fluffed and buffed for the cover of Rolling Stone."
I think that's the real face of terror. I agree with him 100%.
Boston Magazine's editor told CNN Murphy thought the cover sent the wrong message.
I think he was genuinely worried about the impact on the families of the victims, and I think he was also worried that certain impressionable people might be lured to replicate the act by the kind of glamorous-looking photo that is on the Rolling Stone cover.
Tsarnaev's first public appearance since his arrest was in court last week. He pleaded not guilty to 30 federal charges, including 4 killings. While images like these are already having an impact, some say the focus is all wrong.
I think they should focus all the attention on the brave people and the people who lost their lives, not the monster who caused it all.
Well, Carol, apparently Murphy did not want Rolling Stone to have the last say, so he decided to release the police photos himself. A police spokesman said in a statement the release of the photos was not authorized by the Massachusetts State Police. Murphy was suspended for a day and faces a hearing next week to determine his status. That investigation is ongoing.